What are we? What makes us what we are? And what we're going to be? I think it's that right there. It's grit.
And we're back, just like that. I'm your humble host, Caleb, joined alongside me, the stat guy, Clay. That's it, just us two.
Yep.
How you feeling, Clay?
Man, crazy first round, man. A lot of surprises out there. People dropping. Some people dropping that aren't not too surprising, but they're trying to act like it's surprising. But
I know, right?
Good stuff, man.
Let's get into
craziness,
it, bro.
Craziness, man.
We don't have the OC here with us or the general manager. So, as the humble host and as the stat guy, we're going to take it. We're just going to hop in, do a little quick 10-minute pod on the first night of the draft. It is Thursday night. We are recording at midnight. Actually, it is Friday morning, 12:01. Right. I'm in the humble host room. Clay is in. Where you at, Clay?
I'm in Minnesota, so I actually got to watch the draft in a bar at the Mall of America, surrounded by Vikings fans. It was kind of, yeah, with my Detroit hat on though. So that was I love
that. That city, nice. So you're in enemy territory. How's the Vikings fans doing over there tonight?
They're annoying, but also we kind of bonded together during one of the top 10 picks, which we'll get into later. So. We all had a bonding moment.
Yeah, let's get into that. Let's get into that briefly, because you know, before we get into the Lions pick. So, what was the atmosphere like when Chicago was on the clock and they chose a tight end?
So it was like dead silent, because everybody wants to know. Even Lions fans, everybody in the North wants to know what Ben Johnson's first pick would be.
Yeah,
as the head coach of the Chicago Bears. So everybody was dead silent. And then when they announced that they got a tight end, there was like a chuckle, like, for real? And then, dude, everybody started laughing. Like, what?
That is hilarious. Did you hear this in the background?
It's crazy, man. Like, I mean, obviously he's out there trying to get his Sam LaPorta. So
right.
I see you.
Clearly.
I see you, Ben.
Yeah, clearly. So, well, I mean, I liked him in Michigan. I thought he was more of a wide receiver than a tight end. He's just got the hands. He's got the catching, receiving aspect down. He's just, I don't see him being a good blocking tight end. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But, you know, there's different tight end styles. There's like a LaPorta, Hockenson, they can block, you know.
Yep.
So we'll see if he can gain that aspect, but at least they got another receiver for Caleb to look into. But this is not a Bears podcast. This is the All Grit podcast. So let's get into it. The Lions selected 28. They did not move up. They did not move down. With the 28th pick, the Detroit Lions selected defensive tackle Tyleek Williams out of Ohio State. So Clay, first impression, the name ran across the board. You heard it. What's the first thing that popped into your head?
I was actually, because we're all the grit pod, you know, we're all texting. So I was kind of shocked that we didn't trade, because I was really expecting a trade. I was like, you know what, maybe we're just going to go into Friday night,
right?
Fall back. But again, Josh Simmons, who I thought. That's what I predicted the other night. So I was wondering, I'm like, hey, you know. But it was a defensive tackle. If they were going defensive line, I thought they would do more of the edge. So I was shocked in that aspect. But getting into unfolding of what our defensive line looks like right now with the injuries to McNeil, this kind of started to make sense as the night goes on.
Good call. So yeah, same thing. I know that earlier this week we sent out a podcast and we all picked offensive line that the Lions would go for, and we all lost that, right? Then mm-hmm. we all went systematically. Well, if you were gonna get your wish, like who would you want? And yours was Josh Simmons or no?
Mine was Mikael Williams.
Okay,
yeah, Mikael Williams. He went early, man. He went 11 to San Francisco, so.
Dude, they just get better and better by sucking. Yep. I don't get it. You know?
That's crazy.
They're great. And then Adrian, what was Adrian's pick?
Who was Adrian?
Was his Derek Harmon?
Might have been Derek Harmon, yeah.
I think he wanted Derek Harmon, and then I wanted Kenneth Grant. So all of our guys were gone.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
So now we're two wrong. First we pick offensive line, then we picked our pick. So then who did the Lions pick? Nobody picked Tyleek Williams. Now, as soon as that name was announced, I looked at my wife and I said, and she looked at me, she's like, is that good? And I'm like,
I don't know. Right.
In the first round, out of all the names that we've been searching for literally months, I don't know this name, so what do? I go to YouTube, bro, type in his name, watch his highlights. So let's get into that.
Okay, what'd you find out, man?
My first inclination when I first heard the name.
No.
And then after watching about 5 minutes of tape. All right, let me tell you about this guy. Just watching a couple minutes of tape. This guy is a Aleem McNeil Jr. And I say junior as in just age and not weight, because this dude is 330 pounds, 6'4", I think. The dude just is – he's a run stuffer. You cannot – I've seen him hold up men and throw them off and then make a tackle right at the line. I've seen him penetrate up to – get into the running back's lane. I've seen him penetrate so far that he's chasing quarterbacks on 10-yard losses. And I don't know why we don't know more about him. And this just goes back to, like, is Brad just cooking, you know? Like, is he in the back just cooking it up? Because this name was not in the first round. I don't know if he had a first-round grade on him, but apparently – you know, Lions had a first round grade on him, because who was sitting there, bro? Do you know?
When's our next pick of the second round? Do you know? I was going to look that up before we started.
When is the Lions' next pick?
Yeah.
Oh, we're like 20. What's 28 plus 28? Like,
oh, yeah. So, yeah. So
we're close to 60. Yeah.
So, yeah. So he knew you want to get him in the second round. So,
well,
yeah.
Like Mike, you know, my boy Mike Green from Marshall is just sitting there.
Yep.
The Boston College edge is sitting there. Even the guy that went like a pick or two right after the Lions, it was from Alabama, Jihad Campbell. Like, he went right after. This is like all these guys that we've been doing the research on, like, okay, man, they're falling. So something must have happened. Either there's too much drama in Mike Green's past, or Jihad Campbell, I know he's got dual like shoulder surgery that he was kind of getting over. So it was like injury plus drama in the past. And, you know, these guys just want clean guys. So
yep.
Tyleek Williams was there. They took him. Once again, I don't know. I'll have to do some more research on the next pod to see where he was rated as a defensive tackle coming out. But just watching literally 5 minutes worth of tape, it was impressive. Like, I'm not a slappy. You know me, bro.
You're the one that you keep us at bay.
Keep you at bay. And this dude was impressive, bro. That's like, awesome. He is huge. So we can now put him where Aleem is going to be gone, right, for the next half of the season, we could say. Yeah. Put him next to Levi Onwuzurike, or as Adrian likes to say, Levi Onwuzurike-kai. And then you put him next to who else we got over there? We got Hutch coming back. Yeah, I still want a defensive end, bro. What about you?
Yeah, I agree. Defensive end.
I just want more.
Yep. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it either, too. I think there's nothing wrong with depth. I think I kind of mentioned that a little bit earlier this week, our earlier podcast, is that we're so used to rebuilds, getting a big name that's going to start day one. Dude, there's nothing wrong with, as we saw last year, depth is very important. and there's nothing wrong with that.
And I think this is just Holmes doing his homework. Like, he knows Levi is going to be here for a year, because if Levi is good, like we all hope he is, we're not going to be able to afford him.
Right.
Levi's going to get paid next year. So what does this enable? This enables McNeil and now Tyleek Williams to just sit there and be two run stuffers up the middle, because we're probably not going to keep Cincinnati's – I can never remember his name. It's Friday.
Yeah, we all know. Yeah.
We're recording at 12:11. Reader. Yeah. PJ Reader. So like they're not going to keep them forever. They're both. So it is kind of smart to get a defensive tackle, which is why Adrian says, let's go Derek Harmon, which is why I said, let's go Kenneth Grant. Like, we need the help. So we didn't get necessarily our two guys, but we got the position. So, you know, going into Friday morning, which it is now, I'm happy with it, but I'm not jumping, like,
right.
But I'm happy with it.
Yep. And just like, I mean, look at the things we've been happy with. We were, you know, when we drafted Laporta, like, okay, yeah, we need a tight end there. We're happy with it. And look what he turns into. Right. So,
right.
Exactly. So yeah, see what was to come. But I think one thing that I think the Williams trade talks have fizzled out drastically, especially with Golden going to Green Bay. I think we're going to keep him. I hope we keep him.
Oh yeah. He ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
He was practicing down at where we went to spring training this year. He was down at, what do they call that? 2-2 Ron Wood Drive or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, they were practicing a little bit today, running around, and he tweeted out, I guess, something like, this year's it, or we're going for it, or something like that. So he's all in.
Cool.
And so yeah, he's not going anywhere, bro. That was a load of, you know what.
Yep.
That whole thing. I had a buddy out in West Virginia. He's actually an Oakland Raiders fan. He texted me earlier this week. He's like, bro, I think we're getting J-Mo from you guys, and we're going to do some switching in the draft and like all this stuff. I'm like, bro, that's all a lie. That ain't happening. And sure enough, it didn't happen. Raiders got a heck of a running back coming their way. You know who they got, bro. They got Genty.
Yep. And what I liked about the Genty pick is it kept him out of the NFC North. Kept him from – I think that was Chicago's guy. I have a feeling.
I was so happy that he didn't go to Chicago, bro.
Yep, same.
So I was like, if they trade up and get him, it's going to be
– Yep.
That's what I was thinking. Ben Johnson was like, his main goal was to just pair him up with – is Swift still over there, or did they
get rid of Swift? I think Swift's still over. I think Swift's still there. But you literally get to, you know, New York's not going to get him. So literally Ben Johnson is sitting there like, all right, Raiders just don't get, we have him. And then they got him. So, and then I don't know, you just scramble. You think he's going to be there? So you just scramble and get Loveland. I don't know.
Crazy. Right.
Like, oh, crap, we're on the clock.
Right. So let's go into the surprise of the night. I think we got the same one. So we said, all right, what's the one pick that was just like, oh my goodness. So Detroit was, I'm not going to lie, Detroit's up there, but what do you got at number one?
I think we're all texting, and I put my phone down because everybody was in different spots with how TV works, but you see New York trade up. You're like, okay, they're going to get their quarterback. And you're just like, oh, here Sanders comes off the board. Man, here's New York's moment. Dart. Pick.
Dart. Bro, that – you cannot tell me that dude is 6'2 and a quarter. I saw his size on that metric, and I'm like, no.
So
sitting in that room, that dude looked 5'10".
When they showed him on the screen and we're talking to him, like, are they really – they're really about to do this? Because really, I mean, they always kind of pre-talk. I'm like, well, they're not even showing the camera on Sanders. Nope. And then they called that. I was just like, New York's going to be New York.
Giants do what Giants do.
Yep. So that was my surprise. I think, yeah, we're all kind of like, oh, so.
Yeah, that was mine too. In fact, let me – I don't even think I could – let's see. Draft – NFL draft 2025. I'm trying to find the list. Oh man, they already got day one winners and losers. Giants better hope Jackson Dart is the answer at quarterback. That's literally the Yahoo Sports leading article. Wow, bro.
So
we'll see. We'll see what we get graded at.
So Jacksonville has.
Oh my gosh, can you believe Jacksonville?
So Jacksonville has 36. Tennessee got their quarterback. New York Giants got their cornerback. Do they get the Sanders Hunter combo? Jacksonville?
Jackson Hunter. You mean
Travis Hunter and Sanders, really? do they draft Sanders in the second round and just go with it?
No, bro. They just spent $200 million on Trevor Lawrence, didn't they?
Man, that's crazy. Yeah, so Cleveland? I don't know, man. That's be crazy where he's.
It would not be stupid for Cleveland,
right,
to come up and get another quarterback because, you know, Deshaun Watson is.
Deshaun Watson.
Yeah. He's over there getting massages, bro. So.
Yep.
Anyway, so this is just a quick pod. We just want to check in with the All Grit podcast, kind of let them know a little bit about what we saw tonight. So those of you who are listening to the pod, you want to write in, go ahead and write us over to the All Grit podcast on Instagram and Linktree. You can find all of our stuff over there. Let us know what you think of this, man. Let us know what you think of this stuff going on right now.
Craziness.
We got a defensive tackle that nobody's heard about. But
somebody's in the kitchen cooking.
He is cooking, man. And I go watch his film. Tell me what you think. Yep,
we'll do.
All right, do that tonight. And we'll catch everybody up on the flip side. So Adrian and Plax couldn't join us tonight, but we just said we'd pop into a little quick. Oh, man, we already got 2 minutes, so good. Yeah, Lions fans, what do you think? Are you happy with the Tyleek Williams defensive tackle selection, or are you stuh? Let us know your thoughts.
Good night, good morning, everybody.
Yeah, good night, good morning. We're out. This is the All Grit Podcast. We out.